This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, and I'm glad you are. Welcome to the show, 24/7. 24/7 news cycle here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And donate to New California. If you're an ex-Californian, if you're a Californian, you need a new California. That's what we're fighting for. New California, newcaliforniastate.com is the website, and you can donate there. $5, $2, $1, we don't really care. Just whatever you can donate would be fine because, yes, we are going to move forward, and we're going to become the 51st state of the union. All right, so we have been talking about fathers and father figures and so on. Of course, there's a lot of other news out there. We're going to be getting to that in a second. But, you know, like I said, it's Donate Tuesday. And please visit our website at newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so a lot of things going on. Tax cut fate in hands of 8 senators. That's what we have going on. Just a little bit of a primer. Now, listen, you know, it's kind of interesting. I get scolded every once in a while when certain things don't happen around the studio. I get scolded by the listeners. And that's okay. We get, you know, we deserve it. When we deserve it, we take it. And, you know, we do something about it. Okay, here's the deal. We realize, and this is, I think, one of the greatest compliments we can have at Agenda 21 Radio, is that people, you know, I've gotten these communiques and stuff, and sometimes we're a little bit tardy on getting the podcast up. And so people, I had a very, very interesting email that came in. And again, you can email me, Paul at a21r.com, an email that came in and it said, you know, we really would appreciate if you update, you know, during the day that you have a broadcast show. so that we understand what the news is. He said, we depend upon you for our news. Okay. And, you know, it just hits you when that happens. You know what I mean? It just hits you when that happens. And it's really a great compliment. And we apologize to anybody that we've not been able to provide the up-to-minute news on. And again, then there's the other side of it. There's no side of it. We will do that because that's our pledge to you, our audience. There's no question about it. But then we get the other part of it, and which is kind of whimsical, I guess you could say, because we're so far out in front of the news to begin with. You know, if we get these comments about, wow, you told us this weeks ago this was going to happen, and it happened. And sometimes 4 years, you know, like Fox News doesn't get the whole thing about Benghazi, right? I mean, a little bit tough on Fox News. They don't cover the Benghazi thing. Oh, I mean, yeah, they listen, the information that we get, for the most part, and again, this goes back, and this is one of the things I'm telling you, the government around the world, especially California right now, is going through this big time. The California government is being torn apart, absolutely from limb to limb, because we have out here, and not only out here in California, but also around the nation and the world, people that are bugging people about what's going on, you know, in California. Where's the oversight by the press been? Of course, there hasn't been any. That's the gig. You know, the very beginning of the hour, we talk about Cokie Roberts. Cokie Roberts, PBS, you know, longtime ABC. She's been around for a long time. And she's saying, oh, well, you know, we reporters knew this was going on, the sexual harassment that was going on in the Congress. And guess what? They've known and they did nothing about it. Nothing. They did nothing about it. And now they're paying the price. They should have done something. They lied. Now here in California, we have a whole different situation. People are tearing the government apart because they're learning about the evil that lies within the California dome. And boy, is it exploding. I mean, and it's their own doing, you know. And Cokie Roberts, where was she? She was a coward and she didn't call it out. She knew there was evil and didn't call it out. Now she has to live with herself. Shame on her. Good reporters like Katie Grimes. Katie Grimes reports for us here on Agenda 21 Radio, has filed many lawsuits against Governor Jerry Brown. Everyone successful because Jerry Brown's a lie, son of a gun. I almost said something else. He turns into a monster if he's not being cleansed by the light, if you will, the antiseptic light of the public eye. That's what we have in California, and people are finding it out. All of you citizen journalists, all of you YouTubers out there, everybody out there just questioning, and you might not be right, you might not be totally accurate, but you're in the game and you're in the ballpark. And the ones that aren't lying deliberately to get press relations and stuff like that and get all their YouTube clickbaits going on, you will prevail over time. You absolutely will, citizen journalist. I guess I'm sort of giving a pep talk to the citizen journalists all around the world as well. Hang in there. You're doing the right thing. And government is hating it around the world. And, of course, they're trying to shut down everything. YouTube, of course, is shutting down everybody they possibly can that's conservative. We know that. Facebook is in the same boat. They will ultimately pay the price economically or politically or whatever. We because our system of government will not tolerate this much longer when the people rise up. Because the people are in charge of the government. That's the whole point. There is a paradigm shift being made, and it's the new stream media. It's you citizen journalists out there that are doing that. You're making everybody aware of what has happened in government. By the way, Luis Gutierrez, where's he going now? We shed a little bit of light on Luis Gutierrez, and guess what? He folds up. And now there's Pocahontas. Liawatha, says one of my listeners out there in Virginia Beach, right? Liawatha, not Hiawatha. Liawatha. Just a little salt on the wound there for Liawatha. You citizen journalists are doing an outstanding job. You're keeping everybody straight. And we appreciate that a lot. And in California, we know things are about to change big time. Other things going on. The Flynn lawyer meeting Mueller. Ethics chief says Kellyanne Conway broke the law. CNN fires back at Trump in day of rage. Supreme Court cell phone. We did that one. White House anticipating news bombshell. Anybody? When do they not have a news bombshell? That's supposed to be big news right now. What's going to be happening in the White House and that sort of thing. I think what they're thinking about is what is Flynn going to be talking about with the lawyers and so on. I still think Flynn is on a mission. He is on a mission, and it has to do with pedophiles. Pedophiles. That's where a lot of this, you hear about these indictments. And by the way, we talked about these indictments on the 9th of November this month. 128 at the time, 55 were sealed that came out of the 4th District. And then all of a sudden it jumped to 800, and then we're like, wow. And then we heard it was like 1,800. Wow, that's a lot. And now I have a list that was provided for me from one of our sources who paid for the list from Pacer. Pacer, I don't know if you know that system. Check it out. You can pull up court records from around the world, literally. You have to pay for it. This is a paid-for list, and on that list it indicates that they're now and this indictment stream out there, over 4,000. In fact, 4,289. And we've been withholding this for a couple of days, actually. 2 days. No, Monday. I'm sorry. Yesterday morning. No, Sunday night. Something like that. This number is going to go higher, by the way. These are the people in MS-13 and the people in that are the pedophiles that came off of Anthony Weiner's laptop. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. In the last hour, we were talking about Denzel Washington and the need for fathers. Fathers are making a comeback, by the way. Masculinity is making a comeback. Like it or not, all you politically corrected people who have been denouncing males in all varieties, it's going to end. I guess the era of John Wayne is going to return. Oh, much of the chagrin of the feminazis out there. Yeah, you've had your way. You know, you've drugged up the women and you've drugged up the students and the kids and with your system out there. And I'm talking about the globalists. These are the people that are all connected to all this crap, PC, political correctness and all that. So it's over. And it's going to start getting over. And it's going to start, really, I think, in the black community. And I really welcome that because I've, you know, worked over the years with, we're in California, we have everybody here. All shades, all varieties, and so on, all ethnic groups. And I got to, you know, as I look at, somebody said to me at one time, this is years and years and years and years and years and years ago, wanted to know about if I was to look at family units, how would I break them down by racial or ethnic composition in terms of the strength of the family? I said, well, you know, if you have a completely intact family, father, mother, children, male, female, father, mother, get it? I would say that if I was to be a person of looking at from the racial makeup or ethnic racial makeup, I'd say all families intact are strong and can't be better. And I would say to them, if you take a look at families based upon the color factor, that I would say that the strongest families, and families that are being honed, if you will, by the cultural dogmas around them, I would say the black family is the strongest family unit on the planet, in my opinion. I mean, especially those that have been as family units, where the father has been strongest. There's nothing stronger in the family unit than the father. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. The stronger of the sexes is the female. Hello. And when you have the two combined together, it's just an in tight unit. That is the dynamic of a strong family unit is, of course, something that has been long been the target of the left. Of course. Anything they can do to put the state in charge of you individually is great. Break up the family unit. That's why foster children right now is exploding because the family unit is disintegrating. And they're also taking kids, stealing kids from their family units in Central and South America and bringing them across the border and then selling them off to foster agencies. Selling them like slaves. Yeah. We just don't want to have the conversation. Well, we do here on Agenda 21 Radio because we think it's really important to get that information out. Don't you think that's a little bit important? By the way, there's slavery now that returned. We talked about this story last week. It was interesting. We brought this story to you. I don't know. Caught my eye. It was a funky paper that brought it up. And now all of a sudden it's starting to get on national level. Slavery. Slaves actually being auctioned off in Libya, in other parts of the world. Black slaves being auctioned off. Men, women, children. Breaking up the family. Just, you know. So, hello. Was that going on in the United States of America? Yes, it is, actually. In a different way. Through the foster family situation. Now, by the way, and I said this before, and I will qualify the foster family. Great system for children in need. But when you start bringing the children to the families that really weren't in need to begin with, when you're breaking up the family, or when you're bringing orphan children from across the border from another country into the system, you're doing nothing but exploiting them. You see, because sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you might not know this, but that system games the children based upon their disability. See, foster children automatically qualify in most cases for special education needs. And with that comes extra special dollars because of their needs to the foster parent to raise them. Well, I bet you didn't. You know, it's not that they're just doing this out of the love of their hearts in many cases for these foster families. Now, those that are doing it out of the goodness of their heart, God bless you. Thank you very much. But the others who are doing the exploitation, and there's a lot more of them now than ever before, it's very pure evil. And they are evil. They are evil people. I've dealt with them. They love driving around their black Mercedes Benzes with four kids. Usually getting $8,000 per month per each kid. That's the eight. I'm sorry about that. Slipped. $8,000 per kid. Figure it out. Based upon the qualifiers for special education needs. That's called a racket. I bet you could raise five kids in your house at $8,000 apiece, couldn't you? With the full help of the school system, of course, the education system, we'd be more than happy to help you out with that. And supply all the counseling, all things you might need for your foster child. That you don't even know, actually. It's not your child. But maybe they were adjudicated through the juvenile court system or CPS or something like that. Yeah, that sort of thing. Well, so anyway, getting the discussion about fathers is Denzel Washington and his comments about don't blame the prison system for black crime. You see where I'm going with this is that we are exploiting children right and left. Especially under Obama. This whole thing of open borders, right? Open borders, yeah. And what are they doing? They're stealing children in Central and South America and bringing the children without their parents, of course, orphaned across the border where they find themselves in these various religious groups that are sheltering them. And getting, and of course, those religious groups, it's all about the money. They get paid for their services from the federal government. Thank you, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, the person who protects these religious groups and the sanctity of the holy dollar that comes to them at the price of orphaned children. They're oftentimes stolen from their parents or bought as slave children by coyotes in the cartels. See, a lot of people don't understand what I'm talking about is just down and dirty, nasty stuff, of course. But this is how the cartels make their money. There's two big dollars that come to cartels, the marijuana dollar and drugs, and the other dollar, trafficking in human flesh and slavery, sex traffic, all that stuff goes along with it. You want a boy? You want a three-year-old boy? Hey, give me $10,000, I'll bring him to you. He can get into the foster system. And of course, the only way you get in the foster system is by going through one of those religious groups, and they help you to adopt a child. Of course, you can be a foster child. And then the state pays for all the bills, depending upon how you work it out. And the only way you can get those kind of children, by the way, and assure that the family is broken up, it's that tightness of the family. And I was talking about the black family being a particularly tight family. All families that are intact, male, female, mother and father, and children, as family units are strong. And it's really good for the kids. I'm telling you, it's really, really good for the kids. Now, if you want to talk about a family unit with a gay parent and a gay parent, I counted the number of parents that I've worked with, and it was very, very minimal that were gay. And I can tell you, the reason why they were in my office is because of some sort of discipline issue with the child. In a discipline issue with the child, 100% of the time dealt with the anger they felt towards both parents being gay. That's a fact. I'm not trying to be to hype it or anything. That is a fact. They were angry. So much so they would commit, you know, violations of school rules, sometimes violence. When we come back, we're going to listen to Denzel Washington a little bit and talk about the don't blame the prison system for the black crime. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Talking about the makeup of various families and the strength that they maintain as family units, and the father being so central to that, and talking about black families in particular, and black men not being in the lives of black families, and a lot of people have a debate about that, and then you have significant. Well, first of all, let's have a debate about that. There hasn't been much debate about it. And, of course, anytime you have a debate, you're called racist because you might disagree with somebody on the left. Well, be called racist and they can suck it up. They are the racist. That might have a rule of thumb that when somebody's calling you a racist, they better look in the mirror first. Usually because it's a tactic to call you racist to throw you off because you're not a racist. You know, I knew a guy who was so paranoid about – and this is, I think, one of the things that I helped a person. He was so paranoid as a school person about being called a racist that he couldn't stand it. He joined the NAACP, and he had an NAACP card, so he couldn't be a racist then, right? He had bona fides. And we had an interesting discussion about it, and he said to me, "Have you ever been called a racist?" I said, "Sure, yeah. You know, if they don't like something, they call you racist." And you know what's really funny is when you're white and the white guy that you're disciplining calls you racist, of course, because you're racist against whites. So, hello. And you know, blacks discipline other blacks and as administrators, and they get called racist too. So the absurdity is there. And you know if you're racist or not. I mean, obviously, and you're not. And that's you get called that. And you go, oh, I'm shamed. I'm shamed. Don't worry about it. The person shaming is the person shaming you. They are they're the ones that shamed. They don't know you. They call you racist. But how? Why would you believe that? If you believe that, then maybe you are, right? I mean, so that's something else. But don't believe that sort of thing. And stand up. You have to stand up to the race baiters out there, because they are earning a living being a race baiter. Oh, let's see. Who would that be? Maxine Waters. No, would be one. So Denzel Washington steps up into the discussion, because he's got a new movie that's coming out, Roman J. Israel Esquire by Sony Pictures. And there was a great discussion with Richard Fowler and David Webb. And I mentioned in the last hour, I met David Webb at CPAC. Great guy. And I've never met Richard Fowler. I'm not too impressed with Richard, but you know, you'll see the difference when we go through this whole clip.
If the father's not in the home, the boy will find the father in the streets. Yeah, I saw it in my generation and every generation before me and everyone since. It starts in the home.
Really? Let's debate that. Here to weigh in and build on this is Fox News contributors David Webb and Richard Fowler. Richard, to you, is Denzel right?
Well, I think you can't really judge off one soundbite there, right? I think it's a larger, more systematic problem. I grew up without a father in the home, but what I benefited from was I had a mother who had a profession, so I never worried about food insecurity. I never worried about the lights going off. I grew up in a good neighborhood that had a high-quality public school, and so I benefited from all of those things, which made not having a father in the home not as big of an issue. Now, if you took me and you put me in a place where I didn't have those things, then yeah, then I think that my existence would have been problematic. And that is what I think Denzel's missing in his quote there.
To go on to his quote, just to finish his statement, he says, so now we know we can't blame the system. It's unfortunate that we make it easy to work for them.
Yeah, and the fact is that Richard is actually right about this when it comes to the issues of the blended families or different families. The father's needed in a lot of ways, and while there are exceptions to the rule, and there are people that are raised by single parents successfully, look at the broader scope of what's happened in the black community. The father being out of the home, and you don't have a father to raise a boy, to become a man, to raise another boy, breaks the parent cycle dynamic. And you can be born into disparity economically from an education point of view. I know people that have gone through this. I went to high school with people that had been through that cycle. But the parents made a difference. So we have to bring the father back. We can't have a system that takes him out of it. And we need to overcome that with really fixing the problems that exist in these communities. But without the father, without that parent dynamic, we're going to see this grow. And it's not just in the black community. It's in the American community that we're seeing this lack of raising boys to become responsible men, to understand what it means to actually be a man.
So I got to bring you to this. I just want to build on this conversation because you guys kind of agree. But a legal scholar named Michelle Alexander said this: the new Jim Crow, mass incarceration, the age of colorblindness. The politicians and the American criminal justice system use the war on drugs to oppress minorities and marginalized communities. Do you see merit in that, Richard?
Well, I think there's absolute merit in that. And I think there's Republicans and Democrats that agree. There's a bill that was introduced a couple weeks ago by Kamala Harris and Rand Paul to tackle that issue, because criminal justice reform is an issue. And where David is right is that, yes, while there, you know, when you have crack cocaine on your streets, I don't care if you have a two-family household or not, you're going to be impacted by seeing a crack dealer on your street, period. I was lucky and privileged not to have a crack dealer on my corner, and I had a single mother who worked and gave me opportunity. But with that being said, there's a lot of families, both black, white, and Hispanic, that grow up in poor neighborhoods without a strong family structure, that also have to deal with the systemic problems that we have from the lack of investment in community, from the lack of high-quality public schools, and from the lack of the fact that we're not dealing with the failed war on drugs.
You know, I'd love to say that I agree with you on that one, Richard, but I really don't in this respect. It's what you do, your behavior, when you start, regardless of the reason you begin to use a drug or do whatever that leads you to incarceration, commit a crime, you've got to go back to that foundation. We're dealing with the after effects, which I agree on the criminal justice reform issues worth taking a look. But we have got to get down to the core of this. We've got to go back to the very foundation of why people commit that first crime. You know, LeVar Ball, let's use him as an example. He excuses his son stealing, shoplifting, saying, well, I'm from L.A. It's no big deal. You see this. I asked the question, Brian, you heard me ask this before. Should we then shoplift big baller sneakers? The problem is that message is being sent to the community by irresponsible and frankly unqualified fathers that it's okay to shoplift a little. That's the beginning of the problem.
Let me make one point on this real quick. And I'm from a single family household. And let me say this very clear, is that just because there's a mother in the house or just because there's a father in the house does not mean that family's broken. My family was not broken because my father wasn't there. As long as there's love in the home works.
All right.
Well, I hate to break it to Richard. It would be better if the dad was there. And listen, this is not, you have a death of a father, that's different. Okay, we get that is a whole different discussion, of course. But when you have a society, when you have promoters of fatherless homes, in a sense, when you have drugs that come in and break up the family, when you have the education system that works at odds with the family and anything, then you're bound to start breaking up the family. That is a problem. And that is what has been going on for the last 40, 50, 60 years here in this country. Breaking up the family. It goes back to a long ways, obviously, because you know what? If you're a communist, if you're a socialist, then you don't need the family. No, you've got the community. You know, it takes an entire village to raise a child. Well, that's not true. It takes a family to raise a child. We don't need no stinking communities. We don't need schools to raise families. We need to raise children. We need strong families. We need intact families, and we need fathers. Now, Richard Fowler, God bless him. He's obviously been successful, and he's had great parenting from a mother. He could have had better parenting from a father, and his perspective would be completely different, much like David Webb's. See, David gets it. By the way, there are a lot of black men who grew up without fathers who get it also. And we need them now more than ever. And like I always used to say when I was doing IEPs for special ed, where's the father in this meeting? Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Aha! We're rounding up the usual suspects right now. Anyway. Let's see. The usual suspects. Omar Navarro, the conservative Latino challenger to Representative Maxine Waters. By the way, did I mention that Omar is 28 years old and Maxine is 78 years old? Hello. And, you know, what's really cracking me up is the left, dominated here in California by, you know, La Raza and the Jerry Brown of files. I just made that up. The Jerry Brownophiles. I think I could use that later on. Anyway, Omar Navarro, 28 years old, conservative challenger. Let me read it correctly, because I left something out in the loop. And you might have guessed it because of his last name, of course. This is as it really reads. This is coming from Breitbart. Says, Omar Navarro, 28, the conservative Latino challenger to Maxine Waters, 78, has racked up a growing list of high-profile donors and advisors. We like this. Yes, we do. We absolutely like this. Omar Navarro. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. Roger Stone. They include names like Roger Stone, who serves as Navarro's campaign Roger Stone. Former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who calls him on a weekly basis, TV host Alex Jones, former Pussycat Doll Kayla Jones, former presidential candidate Herman Cain, former Arizona Congressman Barry Goldwater Jr., singer and songwriter Joy Villa, Swamp People, case member T. Roy Broussard, and American radio host Larry Elder, among others. According to the Los Angeles Times, a group of major GOP donors has spent millions on ads to elect Trump, also plan to take on the Los Angeles congresswoman in the next year's mid-year elections. No wonder she hates Trump so much. I'm sorry, I lost control. According to the LA Times, a group of major GOP donors that spent millions on ads to elect Trump also plan to go after Maxine Waters. Navarro is running in a major Latino and African-American district in southern Los Angeles, Los Angeles, where approximately 60% of the registered voters are Democrat, as the Times notes. But that isn't about to stop him.
When I ran last year, I received 25% of the vote. And that's true. Which means I got 11% more than the registered Republicans in the region. Which means I transcended the and got Democrats and independents to vote for me, Navarro told Breitbart News. I spent a grand total of $3,000 the last campaign. In comparison, I've so far raised $140,000 this campaign. So the guy goes out, and this was the story we covered, Navarro, God, a while back, a long time ago. Anyway, we covered him, and it was interesting. He got 25% of the vote, and it only cost him $3,000. Oops. That is cost effective. I think that's a wonderful thing. Waters won the last election with over 70% of the vote. Democrats continue to push for a divisive culture. They continue to divide people on a constant basis, not unite people. We need to move the country in a direction where we unite people, Navarro says. We need to start worrying about what's happening here in the United States, not what's happening abroad. Navarro told Breitbart News Monday that he just had an interview with a Hispanic network in which he said that while it's essential for the United States to have a relationship with Mexico, we can't be taken advantage of. We need to be worried about what's happening here, just like Mexico needs to be worrying about what's happening in their country. Every country has to have a sense of national pride for their own nation and take care of their borders. Their business situation in regards to jobs and law enforcement. Nicely said. Some of Navarro's more attention-grabbing moves include the initial announcement that he was running against Waters in May. He hired a mariachi band to play traditional Mexican music as he and his supporters stood in front of Maxine Waters' home. It's interesting.
At Omar Navarro's
campaign kickoff.
Right
in front of Maxine Waters' house.
Yep, right
her
in front.
Mansion.
I feel like that is the best place to do it.
Right next to Beverly Hills, in a mansion. Well, most of her district does not look like this.
Yes.
This is not her district. She does not represent the people that she's supposed to.
Yeah, not only does she not represent them, she doesn't even live with them.
6,500 square feet, and it has a retail value of $4.3 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
$4.3 million.
It's really beautiful. Like, this is your home that's amazing right here. And, but it's not in the district. The people that are in the district are struggling, are suffering. You have homelessness. You have a lot of poverty. You have a lot of broken communities. The black community is broken. The Hispanic community is broken. The Asian community is broken. The white community is broken. Why is it broken? Because people who are politicians in our own districts are not doing anything to fix any of the issues that are going on. I'm running for Congress because I care about cleaning up the parks. If people go outside, let's say you're in a community that's so broken. Let's say you want to go to a nice park. Let's say you want to go to a nice park. Well, you can't go to a nice park. You have gangbangers in that park who can kill kids, who can hurt kids. I mean, this is the communities I want my kids to go to. I feel safe here. But a lot of kids in those communities, like Englewood, like Hawthorne, they don't feel safe to go in the parks. They don't feel safe. They are not safe.
I feel unsafe because she's being paid with taxpayers' money, and she's not representing her constituents. She's not.
Well, we'll have a little bit more of this in a moment, but we have a break coming up. Stay with us. Omar Navarro for Congress. Water over the bridge. The 28-year-old versus the 78-year-old, and she doesn't even live in her district. No, she lives in the highbrow district of Beverly Hills. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Talk
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I don't see her in the district. She obviously lives outside the district, and that's a representation of who she is and who she's serving. She's not representing the interests of her own district. She's representing the interest of a district that's not even in her district. So I mean, those people who want to represent the district they live in, they have to live in that district. People are homeless in Los Angeles. Well, this person right here is out of touch with what's going on in society. Far out of touch. She's afraid. She's afraid to debate me. She knows that I will crush her in a debate, and I will beat her. She wouldn't stand a chance. You would have said 2 minutes against me.
I want to hear impeach or recall Maxine Waters.
Impeach Maxine.
We have had enough. In the 30 years that she worked, how many bills did she pass? Maybe three? Years ago, she had a job fair in the black community, and she promised. It was House Resolution 348. She promised jobs for blacks. It did not go through. She is not helping the black community. We are Americans. We want jobs, too. It's unfair.
I hate it when this happens. Omar Navarro, putting a little pressure on Maxine Waters over the dam, so to speak. Maxine Waters being pressured by a 28-year-old, of course, she's 78, I don't want to say age discrimination. How about job discrimination? Where are all those jobs, Maxine, that you promised all of your black constituents? Did you use race to buy that $5 million home that's not even in your district? These are interesting questions. The millennials are here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.